So I have a picture for you. What do those pictures look like? Shepherds and their sheep, right? What's the job of a shepherd? What did a shepherd do? Keep them healthy. Okay, so we talked about this. If a wolf were to come to the flock of sheep, what would the shepherd do?
Take care of them.
Take care of them, right? Protect them, yeah. Yep, very good. So what if, like, the whole flock is right here, and then you have one little sheep who's not listening, or maybe a little bit more adventurous, and he runs all the way over here? Just one of them. What do you think that shepherd does? Does he leave this whole flock over here to go help this one? Or does he say, oh, forget it, you're fine? Does he go out? He goes to get the sheep, right? Okay, so he leaves the flock and goes to get. Okay, so did you guys know that Jesus is the best shepherd we've ever had? Do you know that Jesus is a big shepherd? No? Okay, so who do you think Jesus' sheep are? Are there flocks of sheep, like, jumping around in heaven or around here? Who are Yeah, so we are Jesus' sheep, right? Okay, so in the reading that they just had, is that the sheep know the shepherd's voice. And even if a stranger comes, the sheep doesn't follow because it's not the voice of our shepherd, right? So that means we know Jesus' voice, right? So is Jesus leading us to, like, pastures to eat or, like, rivers to go drink out of? Where does Jesus leading us? Because we're his sheep. Where is he leading us? To where? To class? Oh, to grass? Well, no, because do you eat grass? No. Okay. Does he lead us to church? Does he lead us to, what do you read every night? The Bible, right? He leads us to Sunday school of religion. Does he lead us to, like, listen to mom and dad and, like, talk kind to people, right? So that's the way that Jesus is our shepherd, right? And we follow him because we know his voice, because we've learned his voice by coming to church, by reading the Bible. And so we do what Jesus tells us, right? Because he's our shepherd, right? Cool. Now you're little sheeps. Now you can add that to your who you are. You're little sheeps of Jesus, okay? Okay, should we fold our hands and we'll say a prayer? And then you'll get the snack. Yes, very good. Dear Jesus, thank you for letting all these boys and girls be here today. And thank you for letting them come up and hear about you and how you are our biggest and best shepherd. And that whenever we're lost, that we're going to always remember to listen to Jesus' voice. And whenever we're scared, we're going to listen to Jesus' voice, right? In Jesus' name we pray, amen.